This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, I just spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Earlier today, I spoke with President al-Sisi of Egypt. Minister Prime Minister Netanyahu informed me that Israel has agreed to a mutual unconditional ceasefire to begin in less than 2 hours. The Egyptians have now informed us that Hamas and the other groups in Gaza have also agreed. In my conversation with President Netanyahu, I commended him for the decision to bring the current hostilities to a close within less than 11 days. I also emphasize what I've said throughout this conflict. The United States fully supports Israel's right to defend itself against indiscriminate rocket attacks from Hamas and other Gaza-based terrorist groups that have taken the lives of innocent civilians in Israel.
So that's it. There you have it. 11 days, and now there's a ceasefire. No conditions, no nothing, just it's over. It's over for now. The Israeli Prime Minister's office made it clear on Thursday that its military will be instructed to restart its campaign against militant groups in Gaza if they are deemed to be failing to keep their side of the agreement. So it is just a truce following a massive whirlwind of diplomatic attempts to really crush this whole idea of a ceasefire. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how's it shaking in your world? Hopefully you are safe and comfortable wherever you are. We're going to talk about lots of tigers and also want to win the lottery. I'll explain your thoughts in the mailbag and a mic drop along the way, maybe two. But maybe the mic drop moment from the political sense of putting the pressure on something to happen after too many people died and some of the ridiculous, sad, tragic video we saw at the Gaza Strip, you know, innocent kids, a little girl frightened that she would get bombed, telling her mother she was afraid she would get bombed, and naturally she did and died and was wrapped up in a sheet and was one of the tragedies, one of the numbers, one of the children that was eliminated from the face of the earth because of what happened in this last 11 days. How long does it hold? Who knows? It was hastily, of course, pushed together, but that it's okay. I mean, the whirlwind, as I described it, the chaos, the whatever. The president with four calls to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and apparently it did pay off. So from the White House, you heard a little piece of that there. We're going to give you a little more of Joe Biden, but he held an impromptu presser to talk about, you know, what happened. And then what is the United States' role in all of this? And here's what he had to say.
These hostilities have resulted in the tragic deaths of so many civilians, including children. And I send my sincere condolences to all the families, Israeli and Palestinian, who have lost loved ones, and my hope for a full recovery for the wounded. The United States is committed to working with the United Nations, and we remain committed to working with the United Nations and other international stakeholders to provide rapid humanitarian assistance and to marshal international support for the people of Gaza and the Gaza reconstruction efforts. We will do this in full partnership with the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas, the Authority, in a manner that does not permit Hamas to simply restock its military arsenal.
All right, so there you go. It is about you don't push us, Hamas, 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 but at least there is the truce, the idea that this may hold up for a while anyway is a good thing, because certainly we have to have some stake in this. You could say, well, do we have to always be the world's top cop? And the answer in this case is it behooves us to be that, to play that role of, oh, let's go for the peace. We've only said it millions of times with every single president. But when you're having the kind of shelling back and forth, and the fact that at the Gaza Strip, 200 people died, And in Israel, things were being blown up and people were just missing being eliminated from the face of the earth as well. Israeli's security cabinet unanimously voted to approve Egypt's proposal for that unconditional truce with Hamas. The ceasefire kicked in on Friday for them. And as you just heard all of what the Prez said there, pushing Netanyahu to end the fighting and that de-escalation. Here's the thing. So you see what happened then with the Democrats pushing against Joe Biden. Democrats wanted to halt weapon sales to Israel because that's the other part of this. Biden said he's willing to help replenish the Iron Dome missile defense system Israel deployed to stop Hamas rockets from the Gaza Strip. And he's been very hesitant about criticizing the Israeli government, actually delaying for days any call for a ceasefire until that finally happened. So, a mediator? Do you think that this government is a mediator in the middle of this? Hamas. Everything goes through Hamas, right? It runs Gaza. And by the United States, considered to be a terrorist group. Not just the U.S., but many of our allies would say the same thing. Yes, the Palestinian Authority oversees the West Bank. They could really, in one sense, care less about the U.S. government trying to be the peacemaker. Because nothing has happened, certainly in the last 4 years, but, you know, the Egyptian government has ties with both Israel and Hamas, and they were actually called on to broker the truce. That's what Biden did. He called his Egyptian counterpart, El-Sisi, to try to discuss some kind of a ceasefire. So in the end, the good news is, at least for some of these children, the streets will be safer momentarily for however long that holds up. But eventually, decade after decade, month after month, the tug of war over what's mine and what's yours and land is at the heart of this issue. And then you throw in Hamas in the middle of that, and it's going to end badly eventually, but not today, not tomorrow, and maybe not for a while. So it's interesting because you look at the quicksand of the Middle East with the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, which I think it's about time, but does it create a vacuum for terrorist groups? The pullout is 20% complete. About 7,000 troops from NATO countries, as well as all U.S. contractors, by the way, are leaving with the U.S. military withdrawal. Now, do you honestly think the Taliban is not going to overrun the Afghan government? Of course. It would be stunning if that didn't happen. We know it will. But what are we to do year after year, decade after decade, to just continue to stay there and sink further down? Yes, helping people, but investing so much blood, sweat, and gold into that portion of the Middle East. Stay with us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813. 813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Lottery winner if you take the shot. Isn't it crazy to think of this? This is a year after the pandemic. And why I say it's crazy is, so there's people who don't want to get vaccinated. We live in the United States of America. It is not being forced upon anyone to get vaccinated. But, and we have 160.2 million vaccinated, 57.2% of the eligible population, 12 and older. Total population nearing 50%, not quite, 48.2%. But check this out. Because of the hesitancy, the creativity of money, money, money is really being thrown around. Ohio isn't the only state that's offering a lottery of sorts to get vaccinated. New York has a scratch-off. So, I mean, they have a scratch-off. I'm not kidding about this. If you get vaccinated, you have all kinds of chances to win the New York lottery. So they are offering prizes from up to $20 to $5 million. And it goes all the way to May 28th, so that's not actually too long, right? There's a 1 in 9 chance of winning a scratch ticket prize in New York. 43% of New York State residents are vaccinated. So I don't know, just do the math, figure that out. Can you imagine? You go, you get the vaccination, and you get a lottery ticket, and you scratch it off, and it's worth $300,000. I don't know. Crazy. So what's interesting with this COVID-19 vaccine, which, of course, we know it comes in, I call them different flavors. Is it Moderna? Is it Pfizer? Is it J&J? What's happening with, and this is the thing, there's a multitude of factors of why somebody doesn't want to get vaccinated. One is none of ya, meaning none of your business, because some people will say that. Some it's because of they think their political leanings, religious beliefs, education, income levels. This is what all these studies show. Vermont, the people that are fully vaccinated against the virus, Vermont is number one so far, 64% of the population. Mississippi is last, 32%. But then you look at the mixed bag in between. So higher rates are, you know, where they're like at 54% or higher. Massachusetts, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New Mexico. Eight southern states, I already mentioned Mississippi, are all under 40%. Louisiana, Alabama, Wyoming, Idaho, Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, West Virginia, and South Carolina. Maybe they're the smart ones. Waiting to win a ticket to the lottery for a vaccination. And like I mentioned, not the New York is not the only place doing that. There are several states that are doing something similar. And you look at other places, right? So like Tokyo and the Olympics. You know, the Olympics, it's like less than 2 months away, basically. 80%, imagine your people are 80% opposed to hosting the Olympics. The Japanese people, in all these polls they keep holding, 80% is the number they come up with. They don't want the Olympics. Because now they finally got approval for coronavirus vaccines developed by Moderna and AstraZeneca. But it's very slow, and they're trying to figure out how they can make it faster. More vaccinations to more people if they'll take them, which a lot of the Japanese people want to get vaccinated, but they don't have the availability. So how safe is safe? Is it safe? I think that's more than a mixed bag. That's like a Petri dish. All the athletes coming in, and then all the people, or some of the people anyway, that would go into some of these facilities. It's very, very interesting to watch as that gets turned over. And so much has changed from first announcements that the show must go on, we're pushing ahead, it's all good, the athletes are going to be there, then people from other countries can be there. So, you know, it changes by the day. But I think if you're living in Japan and you keep seeing the same thing over and over again, that people don't want the Olympics. I mean, they're not going to call it off. But imagine if the unthinkable happens and more people got infected. Where are they going to point to? They're going to point to the rings. You point to the Olympics. They're going to blame the IOC, and they're going to say, why did you have the Olympics? Because no matter what language or culture, people are always looking to blame. Somebody has got to take the blame. Somebody has got to get shoved under the bus if need be. So if there are infection rates that go up even more dramatically, you can bet they're going to look at the Olympics. Hands down, not even a guess. Not even a guess. Absolutely, that's what will happen. Absolutely. And here's the thing. Are you going to be watching the Olympics? Feet propped up, fake applause being pumped into wherever. Just saying. right, I feel like I got to give you this one. Here's the freebie of the day, if you believe in such things. And I do. I think there is something to the sedentary versus the get moving crowd, right? I mean, you don't have to be nutty marathon runner to get some exercise, but you have to get off your duff. So I just was reading this morning that if you take 4,500 steps each day, you could live longer. So, I mean, that's what they're saying. Of course, big numbers are better, I'm sure. But this study that they did, I say they, out of Dallas, actually, showed that you've got, they did 1,600 women, in fact, over the age of 60. And they suggested that 4,500 steps was enough to extend the human lifespan. In comparison, no steps at all? No steps? A 28% decrease in death, meaning you're not really getting much of anything. You're not walking around. You're just not. And for the people that were part of the study, they all had tracking devices, so that's how they, one of the ways they analyzed what happened to them. You know, short spurts of activity, that kind of thing. Just a good way to be able to see. It's not just a questionnaire. It was deeper than that. Wearable devices, looking at the research, more data to crunch before very limiting what they could do and what they could find out. According to the Mayo Clinic, the average American takes between 3,000 and 4,000 steps a day. That seems, I don't know, does that seem low to you? It seems low to me. It's like roughly 2 miles. And some people think that's a lot. If you're trying to stay fit, it's 10,000. 10,000 steps a day. By the way, this was from the American Heart Association's Epidemiology, Prevention, Lifestyle, and Cardio Health Conference 2021. These numbers, some of these numbers. And so maybe there's something to not having a structured exercise if you can just get up and walk around the block a couple of times or take a longer walk or go somewhere where you're walking a bunch. It makes sense that at least 3,000, 4,000, you know, 4,500 steps would increase your ability to perhaps live longer. But good luck logging them. At first, it's really exciting, I know, because I do it. And then, it kills you when you think you have all the miles. You look down, and it's just barely a blip on the radar screen. What did we do when we couldn't log everything we ate and every exercise we did? Mailbag next.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire, which halts a bruising 11-day war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip and brought much of life in Israel to a standstill. More than 200 people are confirmed dead. Biden said a lot of people pitched in to help make it happen.
Over the last 11 days, I spoke with the Prime Minister 6 times. I've also spoken with President Abbas of the Palestinian Authority more than once and part of our intense diplomatic engagement. And I want to also thank the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, our National Security Advisor, and everyone on our team for their incredible efforts to bring this about, this outcome that we're about to see.
In La Jolla, California, one person is dead and 8 people are injured after an apparent migrant smuggling attempt went wrong at Wipeout Beach. Lifeguards say they rescued 10 people in rough waters. This is USA Radio News. President Biden has signed into law a measure that was passed by the House on Wednesday. It's designed to step up investigations of anti-Asian hate crimes. According to the FBI, they've been on the rise since the beginning of the pandemic.
We cannot let the very foundation of this country continue to be eaten away like it has been in other moments in our history and happening again.
The law will speed up hate crime investigations at the Justice Department and provide money at the local level to improve investigations of suspected hate crimes. The measure passed with overwhelming support in both the House and the Senate. There's another incentive from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to get people vaccinated against COVID-19. Certain sites will give people a lottery scratch-off ticket.
You could win up to $5 million if you get vaccinated next week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
You know what? It's interesting. You look at the mailbag, and the mailbag is just jammed full of so many different things that are happening in your world. I say it's about the buzz in the land, and it's still a lot of conversation about gas prices and what happened with Colonial and what about cybersecurity and do I feel safe in a world where they're just seems like ransomware is so common, and how exposed are all of we? So I'll just go to one of them. This one is from Brian, and he's listening to us in Portland. And Brian says, "Yo, Kate, isn't it interesting? So many of us work from home. You probably thank God that if you're a solopreneur or you're just a little cog in the machine, it's not your machinery that's going to get hacked into. It's the big boys, because let's face it, you're going to get more money that way. When you're getting over $4 million from Colonial Pipeline, imagine what else is out there. And certainly that group, the Dark Side, was able to amass $47 million plus, depending on whose account you believe. But let's just say it's a lot of dough, and there's a lot of incentive to do that when you have the skills required to hack and crack into these systems. I can't believe that many of these corporations leave themselves so exposed. I heard one of your guests last week, and I don't understand why they wouldn't pump some of their resources into cybersecurity a little bit more. Well, that's the question, right? So what is being pumped in to as far as cybersecurity. I'll tell you what, the Colonial Pipeline and then the recent hacks, if that doesn't really rattle the nerves of anybody in a C-suite with a big company, I just don't know what would, because how would they want to be exposed like that than be held over a barrel? I mean, if they'd have to spend $1 million for somebody that has ransomware, why wouldn't you just spend the millions on making sure you had the most secure team and mostly fail-proof ways, because I don't think anything's 100%, you know that, I say that all the time, but the best that you can possibly have in place, especially with customers, right? I mean, it's about reliability in whatever it is that you're selling. So that's serious exposure when you're just doing kind of the basics and the run-throughs, and yeah, you have some resources in that area, but not the kind that you really need. You need major league resources. You got to pay some money there. You got to put the real skin in the game because of how smart these crews, like just one, like the dark side. There's so many others that are so nefarious. They know how to get in. They get in. They have lists. They're looking, and it's not like they accidentally surfed around and found, oh, look, this could be breached. That, no problem. No. They're targeting. Of course they're targeting. And they look for the weakest spots and where they'll get the most money. It makes complete sense that that's what they would do. So, yeah, the little guy, there are still some hacks, and there are plenty of things that are happening to people who are working and have whatever they have, Norton, McAfee, have somebody come in, scrape computers, do whatever. And there's, of course, that's why, you know, you're making a killing when you're in that business. I mean, I don't know the answer to this because there's no way to exactly find out this figure. There's, you know, the geek squads and so many others by different names that are very, very busy because of so many people working from home, and they need help when something gets stuck. They need the IT dude. But having an IT guy or woman come in and fix whatever's stuck on your computer is one thing, or malicious malware to get on there. It's completely different when you're talking about huge companies and what is happening to them and information that's not secure. It really makes you wonder. I mean, where is the top of the mountain? I don't think there is any top. I think that this just will keep having these pop-up flare-ups and more people will be held hostage and they'll pay. So at least you gotta give yourself a crack at being able to get through it. So that's my answer. You gotta get the best money you can buy. That's what you gotta do. Especially if you have the money, spend it that way than being held hostage by some faceless thugs that have you. And you have no choice, or you feel like you have no choice. What are you going to do? What could a colonial have done? Colonial said, no, we're not going to pay, and just completely drain everything. Oh, there's no gas on the East Coast. I mean, it was terrible in Washington, D.C. Terrible. All right, let's move on to a couple more. I went down a rabbit hole on that one. This one is from Bruce. You, Kate. I heard you talk about that no-no the other day, Corey Kluber. It sounds like you were watching the game. I'm a lifelong Yankees fan, so it was fun to see that. Did you think he was going to get that no-no? I think when you get in deeper into the 7th, 8th, and 9th, it gets a little bit trickier. Yeah, you know what? I did think he was going to get it because mostly he had good, I'll say, luck with what happened with the Rangers' bats, because we're talking about the Rangers and the Yankees, and it was a 2-0 win and a no-no for Corey Kluber, and they hadn't had one since 99, so thanks for picking up on that. He had great stuff, but nothing was happening with the Rangers. There wasn't anything that made me think, oh, this routine play is not going to happen, so it's going to be disastrous. I never felt that in watching it, especially in the late innings is when you really pay attention to it. And I didn't think that. It just didn't look that way to me. No. Here's one from Russ. Kate, I know you've been talking about this nightmare of the whole Israel, Hamas, the Palestinians. It's just this conflict is the never-ending war. That's what they should call it. The never-ending pop-up at any moment conflict. And as much as so many other countries try to give advice and try to get involved, and especially the U.S., because of the range we still have, let's face it, I mean, this is just good old-fashioned, I hate you, you hate me, give me back my land, I want the land, we should have the land, and arguments that are very, very basic in a sense. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it comes down to that. You know, you're on our land, get off. Or no, this is our land, so how dare you say that? I mean, the Palestinians' resistance is they're committed. I mean, they are. They're committed. They're not leaving. They're not saying, okay, we'll find another place, another way. Mm-mm. But Hamas can be deadly. And they just were firing rockets all over the place into civilian areas in Israel. It's shocking in a way that more people in Israel weren't killed. 230 Palestinians, 65 children in that mix were killed. 12 Israelis, 2 children. Big difference in those numbers, but I think they're more of a sitting duck, so to speak, on the Gaza Strip. Does this hold for long? Does suddenly it collapse? I think it holds. But your point is well taken, because this is unrelenting. And so maybe for a while you don't hear anything, and then all of a sudden, boom. But 11 days was a lot. And that's why you saw the kind of body count that you saw, especially on the Palestinian side. Matt says, oh, Kate, I feel you on the rain. I have been through it in my life, darling. Sometimes you feel like you just need an ark. I feel for the people who have dealt with twisters and now flash floods. Seems like the South has gotten hammered a bunch. And that's it's tough when you don't really have any place else to go. You're flooded out, and then what are you going to come home to, and the nightmare that becomes, but at least you're alive, and I think sometimes that gets lost in all the discussions. Oh, definitely. It's about human life first, and then the reality of, oh, my house was destroyed, or look what I have to replace, this, and the list is long. I mean, this was some wicked, wicked weather. And especially when it comes down in sheets the way it was coming down. You know, that I said this the other night, raining cats and dogs. I get it. I understand why that's something that people will dig up, that old chestnut, because it was. It describes it aptly. Jeff says, Kate, did you hear the story about this proposal of a 15% corporate tax that the U.S. is proposing, a global minimum tax? Yeah, you know what? Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said establishing a global minimum rate would help stop the race to the bottom globally for tax rates. And that corporations around the world should pay at least a 15% tax on their earnings. Ooh.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Yeah, we gotta have a mic drop. I had a lot of mic drop ideas today. I'll just tell you the truth. And I couldn't really make up my mind, so I'm gonna give you a couple. I don't know. I think when there is a village that's underwater for 70 years and then suddenly it is pulled up, that's pretty cool. That's pretty rare. That's pretty wild. So it's not like Atlantis, but it's this village called Curon, and it's located in the northern part of the country of Italy, of course, near Switzerland, and there were hundreds of people that it was home to before it was flooded for a hydroelectric plant and the merger of two lakes in 1950. So it resulted in the creation of Lake Risa. Then the village was submerged. The lake was popular due in part because of a 14th century church steeple that was visible above water. And it became actually the inspiration for a television show called Curon on Netflix. The lake is drained for maintenance, so it was temporarily drained for maintenance. Tourists and local residents now can see the village for the first time. It is crazy to see this village. So the village is buried. I mean, it was just buried underwater. And I went and I looked at some of these pictures. It is mind-blowing. I mean, it's wild to see what's left of this village. I mean, again, it's just throwing the water on top of it, but very much you can make out what it was. You can see different aspects of it. And, of course, the steeple is the main attraction. But you see doorways and you can see areas where houses, the houses, etc. I mean, this is like the forgotten village. And I was looking at this Visit Italy thing, and Lago di Risa is what they call it. And you are walking, like if you were walking on this lake when it's frozen, it's just the whole church steeple's there. So it's not a piece of it. It's like the whole church steeple. And it almost looks like it's fake. It looks like somebody just put it on there, photoshopped it on there. But they did not. So I'm going to say that is a definite candidate for mic drop. Yeah. Because, hey, we got a village. Now it was submerged. Did you know we had a village? No, here it is. Here's the village. We saw that steeple thing that was pretty incredible that was sticking out of the water, I mean, full on out of the water. And now, look what we get to see. This shouldn't be a surprise to anybody because certainly we've said it. We've gone through it on the show. But lumber has increased by ridiculous amounts, at least double what it used to be, but really more than that. There are now in clauses, home builders, just like gangbusters, in a lot of places. A lot of places. So when you have a house built, a custom house built, and you agree to whatever the price is, they have these clauses now that are put into the home building contracts. And they call it a surcharge. Well, there's a surcharge, just in case. You know, we have to have the surcharge. And people aren't thinking about it, especially if they were having it, I don't know, they had it on their brain and it was being built and started 6 months ago or whenever. There's a couple in Dallas, and they're expecting their first child. Remember that? In 3 months. And their first home is being constructed. So now they're reeling that all of a sudden the price of the home has gone up $100,000. $100,000 is a lot to eat. It's one thing like, oops, you know, here's an extra couple thousand, here's another $5,000. But when all of a sudden you see, I mean, look, you signed the contract. And you didn't really think about that clause. And you did it, oh, gosh, almost 6 months ago or before that. And you agreed to some upgrades and stuff. But did you really realize what lumber was going to do? No. You weren't paying attention. You weren't thinking that, look, when I drive past a Home Depot, it's jammed. I mean, they are just crazy blown away by now what they have to pay. They thought they were getting a sweet deal for a 3,000 square foot house. Do the math on the lumber. Because what happened, and this is what's gone on in construction, a 375% increase in lumber prices in 1 year. 375%. Wow, that is crazy. So probably, I mean, if they can't afford it, when you're talking about $100,000 because of wood, I mean, that's, and then what happens with the rest of the houses around them? I would think with a total cost increase of more than 25%, it might be, forget it, we're out of this. And whatever we have to pay to get out of it, because there's a penalty there, they pay that versus really eating it and then looking at the value of the homes around them. And what would that mean eventually in the future for them? Not good. Not good. So I'm going to say mic drop, sticker shock, hormones raging, excited about a baby, not thinking about the claws. So here's the warning. You don't have to be the mic drop moment. You just have to now remember what I just said. There's the key number, 375% increase. That is staggering, my friends. And, you know, if you're the home builder, what can you do? You go and get the, you're getting the wood. It doesn't matter about what connection you have. Unless you're just creating the wood yourself and you have a tree farm somewhere or something. And there are some people that are doing the wood thing themselves. Maybe not effectively, but trying. That is a crazy, crazy amount of money. And then thinking of the house and the value of the house. And I had soffit work done, and I think I talked about this. I had to. It was terrible. It was crumbling. It was awful. And it was going to be a really sweet deal, a good deal. And, of course, that was doubled because of the lumber. But I was over a barrel. No choice. What are you going to do? But not a whole house, not $100,000 with a child on the way. Yikes. Maybe go into an apartment, but you're going to still have the same price because this is going to hold up for a while. So every place you go, you're going to have the attack of buyer's remorse. So look for those clauses. Definitely. I mean, because they're definitely there. Absolutely. And then finally, let's just end on a positive note. I don't know if it's positive. It's not positive, actually. The positive part of it is the world is reopening. Oh, yay. But the sad part is what is going on the airlines. The FAA has had massive reports of a tick up. An unruly airline behavior. People going after other people. People arguing. People pushing. People shoving. People going after the flight attendants. And they get fined and they get hauled off flights. But it's through the roof. Do we need to be retrained? Is the anxiety through the roof when you walk through an airport just to get on a plane? I think it's tricky. I think it's one of the most tricky areas we're navigating right now. Crazy. Alex Knudsen, thanks for your work on the technicals. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.